In the Disney hit movie Frozen, we learn the story of fearless Princess Anna, who sets off on a journey to find her sister, Queen Elsa. After Elsa's magic powers over snow and ice accidentally trap their kingdom in what seems like an eternal winter. Through sisterly love and self-forgiveness, Elsa learns to control her magic and set things right. In the sequel, Frozen 2, Elsa finds herself strangely unsettled. After a mysterious voice continually calls to her, Elsa travels to enchanted forests and dark seas beyond her kingdom, seeking the truth of where the voice is coming from and why it is calling to her. According to verse 1 of our scripture lesson for this morning, hearing a word from the Lord in Samuel's day is rare. This makes the word of the Lord coming to Samuel even more of a big deal. Samuel has been ministering to the Lord under Eli for several years now. He has learned from Eli, gained favor with the people, and most importantly, Samuel has matured in the presence and favor of the Lord. God chose Samuel to be a prophet, to speak God's words to the people of Israel after a long period of holy silence. To hear God calling him, perhaps Samuel was willing to hear the Lord in a way that was unlike others in his time. The priest, Eli, whom Samuel worked under, had learned not to expect a word or a vision from God. Yet, here one was for Samuel. I wonder if this left Eli feeling old and outdated, embarrassed that the word of the Lord had not come to him. Maybe he felt proud of his pupil, or just astonished that the Lord was speaking again. Maybe Eli felt all these things and more. Samuel heard the voice of the Lord, but did not know how to respond. Eli recognized it was the voice of God, but was not the one God spoke to. It may be that Samuel heard God when the word of the Lord was rare in those days, because Samuel was open, expecting that God would speak. Because of Eli's wise instruction, he knows how to respond when the Lord calls his name again. In addition to having an expectation that God would speak, Samuel has enthusiasm. He is attentive when the Lord calls, "Samuel, Samuel." Each time Samuel hears it, he gets up and runs to Eli's room, thinking Eli has called him. He says, "Here I am, for you called me." Each time he hears his name being called, Samuel responds with enthusiasm, ready to listen and do what is asked of him. By the second time Samuel has run into Eli's room, thinking he has heard Eli call him, Eli must be wondering if this is some kind of prank or if Samuel needs to get his ears checked. By the third time Samuel runs into Eli's room, he must be thinking the same things. Yet he is still obedient and enthusiastic to respond to the one calling him, even before he knows it is God. Samuel is expectant and enthusiastic. Samuel is also faithful in hearing what the Lord has to say. I wonder what Samuel is thinking and feeling when he realizes Eli thinks this is the voice of the Lord calling to him. On his walk back to his room, is he thinking to himself, "What else is God going to say? Why me? Why now? What if the message is something bad? Will this change everything?" Laying down, staring up at the ceiling, wondering when the voice of the Lord will come again. Is he feeling excited about what the message will be? Maybe he feels overwhelmed, too young and ill-equipped to be a prophet to his people. Maybe he feels brave, at peace with the fact that God has chosen him. No matter what thoughts or anxieties might have had Samuel's mind racing that night, Samuel listened when the Lord spoke. There are no questions or hesitation noted in Samuel's conversations with either Eli or the Lord. Samuel wants to hear whatever it is the Lord has to say, even when it turns out it is not something Samuel would have liked to hear. You see, the remainder of the chapter details God telling Samuel how God will judge Eli and his household. The young prophet hears and proclaims the word God has given him, even when that word is a word of judgment against someone who was a mentor, a caretaker, and a friend, after years of his having been Eli's right-hand man in the temple. Before God speaks to Samuel, Samuel is expectant. When God continues to call Samuel's name, Samuel is enthusiastic. And when God has a message for Samuel, Samuel has faithful hearing. Do we sometimes feel as though God is silent when we wish God would speak? God was speaking to Samuel, and God is still speaking to us today. Are we open to hearing the voice of God, or do we no longer expect it? When God calls our name, are we enthusiastic to respond? Do we reply, "Speak, for your servant is listening," delighting in an invitation to serve God and our community? When we know God is speaking to us, are we faithful to hear? Do we really listen closely to what God is saying? Despite knowing that she was safe and comfortable in her castle, Queen Elsa of Frozen knows that she will be restless until she follows the voice that continually calls to her. That mysterious voice that is calling her into the unknown. Throughout the film, she is on a quest to find truth, and she doesn't let anything stop her. Not magical barriers or fire-breathing lizards, not stormy seas. Elsa is determined to seek truth. And the truth she finds, it's painful. At first, it leads to death and destruction. But ultimately, the truth brings hope and healing. When God calls to us, we must be willing to risk going into the unknown to discover and share the message God has for us. Like Samuel, we must listen carefully for the voice of the Lord and speak the truth we hear.